Number 8. The intrinsic significance of the Gideon as God's violent warrior. 18-24 of October. Summary. Roman numeral 1. Gideon was raised up by God as his violent warrior and sent by God to save Israel from the oppressions of Midianites. We must see the intrinsic significance of Gideon's success. A. Gideon listened carefully to the word of God, something that was rare among the children of Israel at the time. B. Gideon obeyed God's word and acted on it. C. Gideon tore down the altar of Baal, the chief male, god of the Canaanites, and cut down the Asherah, the chief female godness. This touched God's heart because God hated the idols, which he regarded as men with whom his wife Israel had committed harlotry. Intrinsically, an idol is anything within us that we love more than the Lord, and that replaces the Lord in our life. A. By tearing down the altar of Baal and cutting down the Asherah that belonged to his father, Gideon sacrificed his relationship with father and his enjoyment of society to follow Jehovah. For Gideon, to do such a thing required that he sacrifice his own interests, and his sacrifice was a strong factor of his success. E. As a result of the above four factors, Gideon received a reward. The economical spirit came upon him. Hence, he became powerful and with only 300 men defeated two princes and two kings who had people like a lost swarm in number and camels without number. With Gideon, we have a picture of a man who lived in union with God. A God-man to fulfill God's word and to carry out God's economy. Roman numeral 2. The selection of the overcomers is seen with God's selections of Gideon and the 300 men to fight with him to defeat the Midianites. A. The account of Gideon shows us how to be an overcomer. B. How the overcomers are selected is seen with the selections of the 300 by telling Gideon that he had too many people. God was indicating that he would fight for Israel. The first selection resulted in 22,000 leaving. C. The second selection was determined by how the people drank. Those who drank directly from their mouth were eliminated by God. Those who drank by bringing water in their hand to their mouth were selected by God because they were self-denying persons. By drinking in this way, they were able to watch diligently for any attack by the enemy. D. God gave Gideon 300 men and made them one body, signified by a round loaf of barley bread, tumbling through the camp of the Midianites for their defeat and God's victory. E. Gideon and his 300 men fought the battle and labored. Yet the whole congregations chased the enemy and reaped the harvest, signifying that when we overcome, the whole body is revived until Jehovah as peace, Jehovah Shalom, reign on the earth. F. As Gideon and his men were pursuing the kings of Midian, they were wearily yet pursuing. Because we have received God's mercy to minister and live in the reality of God's internal economy, we do not lose heart. We may labor to the point of exaltations, but our labor is according to God's operations, which operates in us in power. Roman numeral 3. We must see the intrinsic significance of the secret of Gideon's failure. A. First, Gideon was not kind. He killed those countrymen who did not support him. Breaking the 6 commandments of God, Christ as the kindness of God, led us to repentance. B. Second, he indulged in the lusts of the flesh, not exercising any restrictions over his fleshly lust. This is indicated by Judges 8:30, which tells us that Gideon has 70 sons, for he had many wives. In addition, his concubine, who was in Shechem, also bore him a son. By his Gideon broke the seventh commandment. C. Third, although Gideon did good things in refusing to rule over the people, he coveted the spoil of his people, the golden earrings, thereby breaking the tenth commandment, and they surrendered it to him. Gideon made an effort with the gold he had taken from the people, and this effort became an idol to the children of Israel. As a result, Gideon's family and the entire society of Israel were corrupted. D. Judges is a book of concerning the enjoyment of the good land, which is a type of Christ. Gideon's success indicates the gain of an excellent opportunity to enjoy Christ, but this failure indicates losing all the opportunity to enjoy Christ. Roman numeral 6. Gideon's indulgence in sex and his greediness for gold led to idolatry. Greediness is idolatry, and both fornications and greediness are linked to idol worship. His failure shows us that we need to exercise strict control in dealing with the matter of sex and wealth. A. Even King Solomon, who was glorified in the kingdom of Israel with the splendor of a kingdom at its highest peak, and began as God-fearing and God-loving person, eventually became an idol worshiper through his many foreign wives. B. After Gideon died, Israel's degradation was initiated in their forsaking of Jehovah, their God, and their worshiping the idols of the Canaanites, which issued in their indulgence in fleshly lust. Also, the son of Gideon's concubine, Abimelech, slew 70 of Gideon's other sons, whereas Jotham's other sons escaped. C. Jotham boldly declared the power of Abimelech's reign as reign on the Babylon, versus those who are like olive trees, fig trees, and vine trees, who reject ambitions and become a channel of supply to God's people. God repays the devil of Abimelech, which he had done to his father by slaying his 70 brothers, and God brought all the evil of the men of Shechem back upon their own heads, and the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal, came upon them. D. In Gideon's success, he joined himself to God, but in his failure, he joined himself to Satan. To forsake God and join with Satan is to enter into intrinsic ambition with his evil ones. D. We have no right to divorce the Lord and no reason to forsake him. We must take him, love him, honor him, respect him, regard him, exalt him, and cling to him, rejecting Satan to the uttermost. Then we will be blessed. Blessed is everyone. Nation, society, groups, and individual. Those God, head, king, and husband is Jehovah.